Peace and blessings, and thanks for tuning into All About Jew podcast. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to start a short segment, maybe something 10 to 15 minutes long, something like that. Very small little segment. I think I want to call it, maybe I remember the time when, or I remember when, something like that, right? And I'm just going to tell you some crazy shit that's happened in my life, okay? And I figure it just popped in my mind. I just finished working, and this just literally popped in my head real fast. I'm like, dang, before I head home, let me just get this out. And then I was like, I should start like a little segment, you know, boom. Now another little segment, little brain baby is born. So I remember when I ordered, I think, Uber Eats, DoorDash. And I got this guy's number, and he was a handsome guy, Caribbean, not sure which part, definitely from some, maybe Jamaica. He might've been from Jamaica. Okay. Okay. So he was Jamaican, pretty eyes, handsome. I was like, got a bag. Like, I'm not a shooter, but buddy came and dropped my food off. As I was opening the door to get my food, 'cause I'm more of a leave it at the door type person, I would bend down to get my stuff, and I see him leaving, and handsome fella. I said, I got to bag. So, you know, I get his number, and we start texting, and he tells me that I think he lives pretty close, maybe like the next city over. So I was like, okay, cool, cool. I said, so how long you been here? He's like, he's been in the States, not too long, maybe within a year or something, shit like that, right? So, of course, I do my little spiel. I'm like, are you, you know, you married, whatever, you got kids, da, da, da. So, he told me he had kids, and then he started to tell me about this weird-ass fucking situation. Very fucking weird. So, basically, he, and how I found this out was, I guess, if I'm remembering properly, him and the girl got into it or something, or I had heard her in the back, or I think I, it was either that, and I had started digging. So, then I saw that he was, in some type of situation, right? But when I initially asked him, he said it was like a little complicated, or he just said it was complicated, or it was a no that he wasn't with someone, right? So as we're texting, within the first couple of days, honestly, it didn't take long, he had complained about the girl that he was living with. But he had said it was just for the papers, you know, green card, whatever, to stay in the States. And I was like, I don't know about that. So knowing me, I'm listening to anything and everything that he's saying. So of course it was a big fight, a fat white girl that, you know, was supposedly helping him get his papers. He wasn't paying her anything. And I was like, if you're not paying her nothing and you staying with her and her kids, and she's basically financially supporting you because you're doing DoorDash or Uber Eats, which you can get some money off that. But I don't think enough to support a household. You know what I'm saying? Like, bill, we talking about major bills? No, absolutely not. Unless you've been, you just out there 22 hours a day getting to it, I guess. I don't know, but that's kind of crazy. So I found out that she's financially taking care of him. They are fucking. That's how he's basically like. And I don't think that she knew that it was more like, oh, I'm just trying to get my green card off her. I think she thinks they were in a relationship. Because when she found out or had an inkling that he was talking to me or someone else or somebody, she was not happy, right? So, I don't know. It just got to be a little too messy for me within them 2 days. And I was like, oh, no, I'm straight on this. He continued to try to, like, persuade me that this was a good thing and that, you know, he just was in it for the green card and that, you know, it will end soon and how he really wanted maybe me and him to work out. And I said, Negro, are you trying to get me to let you move in with me? And that was the plan. The plan was that he's like, you know, well, me and you, you know, we work within 2 days, right? We work, or, you know, you're attractive, I'm attractive, and I think, you know, we can make this work. Oh, so you're trying to find a way to basically house hop, basically. And I think a lot of people come from out of different countries and shit, and that's their only means, is to jump from bitch to bitch, especially if you got the accent, the pretty face, and let's say that dick on 10. I don't think it would be hard, especially when you are bagging the cottage cheese, the spoiled milks of the world, and they don't have anybody, you know what I'm saying? I think they ended up having a baby together or something. I ended up unfollowing him after that shit. There was just like too much fucking drama for me. So yeah, that was the time I got a guy's number through Uber Eats that I actually was like, oh, I'm fitting the bag, thought I was coming up on something, and literally was nothing. It was just a whole bunch of fucking mess. But then I just always think that shit is so funny that he thought I was desperate enough that I was going to allow him to basically fast track be in a relationship with me, for him to move in within a month, to leave that girl once he got the green card situation going. Or maybe he just thought that he could marry me and it would be like a thing. But he was definitely playing it and, you know, trying to make it fast track into my damn house. And I was like, what in the fuck is this? I've also had another incident where I dated a guy like that. He was in his 30s, but he told me he was younger. We dated for like 2 years where I got pregnant, and then I found out like, oh, not only was he married the first time, which he told me, but he was married a second time and still technically married in that contract. And I guess he was trying to bring a woman over here. He married a white woman at first to bring to get over here. He was having sex with her. She let him move in or whatever, and he was living with her. So once that ended and they got a divorce, that's when he decided, okay, cool, I'm gonna bring one of my friends over here. So he decided to marry her. So I was wondering, why, you know, won't he marry me? Like, why is that not going forth? Like, anytime I try to bring it up, it will be, we'll talk about it type shit, but we're having sex, we have a baby on the way. Interesting, right? So I finally did a little digging and I found out, oh, okay, yeah, he's married. Yeah. Also, I won't say that anyways, but yeah, okay. So yeah. Anyways, I'm so happy I got out of that situation. But later on, he was trying to get me to get up in that type of lifestyle where I would help him while getting paid, you know, do some things for people to see the great US of A. And I can't say that I was happy with that thought process. I think that's fucking bogus. I think that's something you do with somebody that you don't give a fuck about, and maybe that was the case with us, but I wasn't aware. But yeah, that man had been married twice over, and now he's married again. So third time's the charm, I guess. And I don't know if that's something that a woman that he loved or that he really wanted to get into, because they did take a lot of pictures and also they had the families involved. But he's still on my line asking me how I am and how are my kids. And I thought that was really so weird, because if you're so happily married, why backtrack to like, to me, 2 exes ago? That's weird. In my opinion, I would hate if my man, my husband, was doing that. And then I asked him, you know, of course I'm nosy, so I asked him like, hey, you know, y'all move in together, like, how's the house, you know, how's the wife? He said, well, you know, I'm overseas and we haven't gotten the house together yet. I said, wait, so do she come and visit you? He was like, she hasn't come and visit yet, but she's going to. Right. So I go on my vacation with my boyfriend at the time, and then lo and behold, who all of a sudden is posting a picture or pictures of her coming to visit all of a sudden, right? And yeah, it's him and his quote unquote wife. I thought it was so fucking funny. I'm like, ooh, well, at least if you're gonna compete, you know, at least do it in a way that doesn't seem like y'all are like competing, right? But neither here nor there. I don't know if that's a real situation, but hopefully for her it is. And hopefully they live happily ever after. But yeah. That is my green card story. So I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'm gonna try to do randoms of these. I think I can fit these in to the schedule versus trying to have to do research or like remember a whole bunch of stuff and having to record for 30-40 minutes and to give you guys podcasts. These are like quick and simple. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy, and I'll see you in the next one.